Today there are very many mistaken ideas about what awareness is. Very many mistaken ideas. Oh, so many mistaken ideas. And I guess the biggest mistaken idea is that awareness is for the sake of awareness. That it's for the sake of some kind of self-benefit or improvement of self only. And that's just not the case. Wherever there is true awareness, there is true benefit, not only for oneself, but also a naturally occurring impulse to be of benefit to others, to be of benefit to the world we live in. And so the motto, rest and get busy, is about that, because gaining confidence in awareness it's most difficult to gain confidence in awareness trying to gain confidence in awareness. That is most difficult. However, with short moments of awareness repeated many times, just in a very uncontrived way, awareness becomes automatic. And that is most natural, just in the throes of everyday life. Short moment, not to try to get into a prolonged period of awareness or into some kind of a state, deer caught in the headlights state of awareness, but to just enjoy the naturalness of everything as it is, just to gradually come to see or retrain oneself in the way one has learned to perceive the world. If we learn to perceive the world as divided into independent objects and subjects who each generate their own origin and power, then we've just simply trained ourselves to see that. That's all. There's nothing to be said about retraining ourselves to see the world a different way. And it really is completely practical. It isn't involved with any kind of special modality. It already is the way everything is. No matter what appears, everything that appears within a basic unified state and can never be separated out from that state, including us and all our thoughts and emotions and experiences. So if we see ourselves and our thoughts and our emotions and experiences as independent and housed within us, and if we think that our thoughts and emotions are the source of either are feeling good or not, then we'll be screwed. We'll be totally screwed forever. Our entire life will be totally screwed. And not only that, as we get older, it'll get worse. And we'll feel more screwed. And we're very likely to either feel bitter as we grow older, or we're likely to cling fervently to some kind of idea of creationism just as a way to relieve the tension of thoughts and emotions and depending on thoughts and emotions to make us feel good or not. So you see, if we've learned that thoughts and emotions make us feel good or not, that becomes very ingrained. That belief system becomes totally ingrained. So many times when we hear about awareness, we think awareness is a state that gives us relief from thoughts and emotions. We think that awareness is one thing, and we may be able to get so far as to say the thoughts and emotions appear in awareness, but we never get to the point of being completely relieved, no matter what thoughts and emotions we have. So we never get to the point of the total instinctive realization that thoughts and emotions have no independent origin, that it doesn't matter what thoughts and emotions are, we're equally aware if they're fantastic thoughts and emotions, and we're equally aware if they're completely disturbing and distressing. That's what real awareness is. Once we realize that all of our states don't need to be controlled or changed in any way, that the states themselves, the thoughts, the emotions, the experiences, they're the powerful current of awareness. So to try to get into a state of awareness is an attempt to cut off the powerful current of awareness, to trick ourselves into believing that awareness is one thing and that disturbing thoughts and emotions especially are another. But it's in that power of realization that the most disturbing states we ever have are the full-blown power of the unified basic state. That's when we're really free. And that's when we give up being a bullshitter. A fucking bullshitter, I've got to say it. You know, until then we're a bullshitter. A big bullshitter. And so all the mental games and playing all these games for years and years and then getting into the awareness game and playing that awareness game for years and years. It's when we just relax, then it becomes clear that awareness is always self-evident. It's just self-evident. It's self-evident in everything. However, if we have even a subtle belief that we have to change the flow of the points of view, of the thoughts, the emotions, the experiences, if we have even a subtle belief, if we start to feel uptight about the flow, whatever it is, then that's what tension is. And not really understanding that everything's okay just as it is. It's extremely superstitious to believe that our thoughts and emotions have something to tell us. It really is. Because thoughts and emotions are, it's just like writing anger in the sky or writing love in the sky. There are a lot of different words, but they're all completely equal. They're just completely equal, the love, the anger. There's nothing that needs to be said or proved about any word. It's just up in smoke, so to speak, up in a puff of pure space. And so there's no reason to get uptight about words, and there's no reason to get uptight about surges of energy in the body. These are energy states of a basic state of nature, but it's not the beginning, middle, or end of anything. Say we start to depend on these surges in our body. We have a surge and we start to name it anxiety, depression, anger, whatever it might be, then as we go on through life, we'll really be sure that those surges are depression or anxiety, panic attacks, or whatever they are. That's what we'll take ourselves to be, in other words. We'll take ourselves to be. This will be our identity. Our identity will be comprised of all the words we use to describe all these different energetic states that we undergo. And we'll be absolutely sure that that's what our identity is. And one state is a feel-good state, another state is a feel-bad state. But as long as we're all wrapped up in that, we won't have any power. We won't have any power at all, and we won't have any clarity. Won't have any clarity at all. However, if we try to get into a state of awareness, then we'll always at least be subtly afraid that we're going to lose that state. We're going to see that there was a time when we didn't have it, and there was a time when we did have it, and that lurking time when we didn't have it, it'll always be kind of in the background. Am I going to lose this state someday? Is there going to be some kind of circumstance that's come about where I will lose this state? In short moments of awareness, repeated many times, that awareness becomes automatic vis-a-vis all these different states, thoughts, emotions, experiences, what we just simply call points of view appearing in awareness, frames of the basic state. No need to get uptight about them. So this is really what I would call genuine, authentic, anyone can do it awareness. As we gain confidence in awareness, we have more clarity. We have just brilliant clarity after a while. And so that clarity comes from seeing that our own thoughts, emotions, and experiences, indeed, we ourselves do not have an independent nature. There isn't any independent thing that could ever knock brilliant clarity off purpose. Everything, no matter what it is that appears, is on message for brilliant clarity. But we won't have any clarity if we don't see that. Clarity and compassion come from seeing that everything, whether it's subjective or objective, no matter what the point of view is, it doesn't have an independent nature. When we see that in relation to our own simple human life, then for the first time we have compassion for ourselves. We have true compassion. That's where compassion for everyone else comes from. It comes from compassion for ourselves. We can never have compassion for anyone else until we have compassion for ourselves. And compassion for ourselves comes from letting the powerful current of thoughts and emotions and experiences just be as they are, without any need to control them, alter them, regulate them, replace them, change them in any way. Awareness doesn't mean that we get into some kind of state where we only have good thoughts and good feelings. And people are often mistaken about this, and then they don't know what to do when the overwhelming thoughts and emotions come. And they think, oh dear, I've fallen out of my precious state of awareness. Maybe they got bad news, like the world economy collapsed. Or maybe other bad news, like a fatal illness. Or maybe it's a mental breakdown. Suddenly, where there was the precious state of awareness, there's now hideous upheaval. And at that point, if you've been gaining confidence and awareness and those kinds of states come up, whether they're unexpected mental states or physical states or seemingly external states like the world economy or political fiascos or whatever they are, then if we've never received instruction about the nature of disturbing states vis-a-vis awareness, then we won't know what's going on. We'll be dismayed and desperate and sad and maybe even completely overwrought to the degree of damaging ourselves in some way. just in an attempt to seek relief. Anyone who is gaining confidence and awareness will reach a point where there is some kind of total collapse of some kind, where the disturbing states are just so overwhelming that there are only two choices. One is to continue on maintaining awareness in the face of all circumstances, and the other is to collapse into the circumstances. Those are the only two choices. So you see, that is, it's very important to have a teacher at that point who has resolved all their own negative states. Otherwise, again, my word of the day is you're screwed. Yeah, it's when you really start to see that every sicko idea, emotion, fantasy, whatever that you've had that's occurred to you, when you really start to see on the fly that all of these are the self-perfect, natural perfection of nature as it is, that's when you're really free. That's when you're really free. Not when you're in a precious closed-off state of something or other. So this is actually good news, because one, it means you can relax. You don't have to keep trying to put on a show about what you're thinking and feeling. You don't have to try to change or alter your flow of thoughts and feelings anymore. Instead, you can just relax. And that releases a lot of energy. And it's energy that is always the energy of everything as it is. The energy of nature benefits everything all at once. So when we attune ourselves to that nature, we have the same impulse, the impulse of benefit. It's not anyone who's being beneficial. It's the natural state. The natural state is always benefiting every single particle of it. And that we can see in a very direct way. We can see that scientifically. Everything appears in a basic state. While it's around, it endures in a basic state. And when it leaves and says bye-bye, it's in a basic state. So it's always in the embrace of that basic state. And there's no possibility that it could ever be otherwise. So what could be easier than that? Natural perfection. Just total natural perfection. Anyone can understand this. It's very simple. And we just had a retreat in Sweden, and a big question people always have is, well, you know, should I give up my entire life and just gain confidence and awareness? And you can if you want to. It doesn't really matter what you do, but you're much more likely to gain confidence and awareness just doing whatever you do. Because then at least it'll be natural awareness rather than contrived awareness. If you rely on short moments, just as often as you remember to take a short moment of awareness, of complete relaxation, and you repeat that again and again, you're never going to have some kind of big blowout contrived state that comes upon you. Rather, you'll be seeing just in a natural way what's natural about you. You'll see that, wow, you know, that thought of anger, that feeling of depression, that feeling of being in love or whatever it is, it's all at rest in a basic state. It's all completely at rest in a basic shiny state. And there isn't any experience that is evidence of something other than that state. Do you see what I'm saying? So there no experience, internal or external, is evidence that you are not aware. No matter what it is. Now as you gain more and more confidence in your own clarity, then life gets a lot easier. Because you realize that, well, you can have any kind of life you want. Any kind of life you want at all. And then you start to see that your actions are self-fulfilling. If you have an idea about something and you take action on it, then it comes about in a really marvelous way, an effortless way. And all the right people come together for creating that imperfection. And so you don't have to do things the hard way anymore. You find yourself just surrounded by people who are easy and powerful, rather than people who are uptight, boring, long-winded, and never getting anything done. So, yeah, rest and get busy. Rest, this is the proper punctuation, rest, colon, and get busy. When I think back to the days of having an obsessive interest in myself and my own outcomes, whatever those might have been, like some of the outcomes I wanted for my life were perfect mental and emotional stability. I really wanted that. And I looked at all the different strategies for bringing that about. And then, you know, I just wanted to have a good life. And I definitely wanted to be a benefit to others. That was always a part of my life. But it was more that would give me a good life. I saw it as a strategy for getting a good life. It wasn't just a naturally occurring flow of benefit. It was a way of doing good, being a do-gooder. Being a do-gooder. And then when I was young, I found out that I was just being pitiful. You know, that all my strategies were pitiful. And that I was pitiful because I employed all these strategies and really thinking that they would lead somewhere. And when I discovered that, I felt very distressed because I saw that all these games I'd been playing weren't going to lead anywhere. They weren't going to lead anywhere at all. And I not only that, I didn't know anyone who knew what was going on, so that was also very disconcerting. And as I looked around, I thought, well, you know, I haven't been able to find anyone who knows what's going on. And at that point, I had known some really mind-blowing people, very accomplished people in many, many different fields. And I knew if they didn't know what was going on and I didn't know what was going on, that one of my strategies, the one of looking around for authorities who knew what was going on, was a strategy I would have to stop employing. And that I would really have to look into the depths of myself in order to to really see what I was made of, because if I looked out into the future, it looked so bleak, I couldn't bear it. I just couldn't bear it at all. And that's when I discovered that everything rests in complete relief, no matter what it is. It was when I couldn't control any of my thoughts or emotions. I couldn't control them. I could not change their flow. And not only that, they kept getting worse. They kept getting more and more negative rather than better. And there weren't any platitudes I could employ or maxims or anything else. I just had to, for short moments, keep resting the little bit that I could initially. But it was so natural that it quickly became automatic. But, you know, it was a choice. Am I going to cave into insanity? My self-described insanity, all the words I used to describe all my states, or was I just going to let everything be as it is? When I let go of the reins, then everything started getting totally beautiful. Completely beautiful. It is worth it to just never arrive anywhere. It really is, because the minute you think you've arrived somewhere that, oh yeah, I've arrived somewhere now, I really know what's going on and I'm going to start mouthing off about it, then you'll probably write a book, and after that, well, then you got to stand by what you wrote in the book. Guess what? So it's a good idea to be rather cautious about these matters. To really arrive at the place where you absolutely know in your own experience that no matter what experience you have, it cannot control your well-being in any way. That's what you really want. You want that instinctive knowing, that innate realization that there is nothing that's ever going to be able to catch you off guard. And so whatever it takes, it's worth it. All right, that's all I have to say today. Rest and get busy.